We are in now for a delightful and creepy treat this morning to warm up for Halloween. Cadillac Footlighters, Melissa Kendall and Jen Reagan are here to share some music and talk about their upcoming production of The Addams Family, which opens tomorrow night in Cadillac. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Kate.
This is Melissa. Say hi, Melissa.
Hi. Hello.
So there, when you hear her speaking, that's Melissa. Jen, say hello.
Hello.
There you go. And that is Jen. So we are very, very happy for you to meet them both. Now, let's talk for somebody who's brand new to the Addams Family, a great favorite of mine. But if you're new to the Addams Family, what can we learn about them?
Well, what we can learn about this show, this musical, and the differences from the classic Addams Family of the 60s, the television series and the movies and the comic series, is that Wednesday has grown up. She's older, and she is bringing home a friend to meet her family, to meet her parents, and they are normal. This new family is normal, so it is not going over so well with the Addams Family.
I can bet not. And of course, the Addams Family are all about being very creepy, very strange,
oh, yes,
very unusual.
Absolutely. Yes. And the Addams Family during this, they're the iconic Addams. So they're very spooky. They're very quirky. All the things people love about them, just a little bit different because we've now added in a normal family. So you get to see the stark contrast, which makes the Addams Family even more fantastic.
Yes. Wonderful. Well, let's hear the introduction to our Addams Family from the Addams Family musical. Our composer is Andrew Lippa. This is the first piece, When You're in Addams. Is there anything in particular you want to let us know about this piece?
This piece is phenomenal. It starts off the show. It is big. It is fun. And it introduces you to all the Addams and all the Addams ancestors also.
Fantastic. Yes. Let's hear When You're in Addams from the Addams Family musical.
Ah, the intoxicating spell of the graveyard. Once a year, when the last leaf of autumn falls, we gather to honor the great cycle of life and death. Come, every member of our clan, living, dead, and undecided, and let us celebrate what it is to be an Addams. When you're an Addams, you need to have a little moonlight. When you're an Addams, you need to feel a little chill. You have to see the world in shades of gray. You have to put some poison in your day.
That's the way when
you're
an Addams.
You need to have a sense of humor. When you're an Addams,
you need to have a taste for death.
Who cares about the world outside and what it wants from you? When you're an Addams, you do what Addams always do. When you're an Addams, you gotta have a lot of passion.
When you're an Addams, you need to really love your wife
several times a day.
You're happy when your toes are in the mud.
A bow and arrow.
When you're an Addams,
you need a moment to explode.
Just pour a potion,
flip the switch,
and wait till things get hot. When you're an Addams, you have to really stir the pot.
So keep your sunshine and keep your glee. Country music in Tennessee.
Keep your laughter
and MTV.
And all will be alright. Give us shadows and give us gloom. Broken glass in a motel room. Something fun we can all assume. And give it all tonight.
And on this special night beneath our family tree, we summon our beloved ancestors.
From whatever cold, now to be up here.
Every cadaver start the palaver once in an Addams here.
Hold your decaying gear, what we're saying, try now to give a cheer. to the crowd. It's family first and family last, and family by and by. When you're an Adams, the standard answers don't apply. When you're an Adams, you do what Adams do or die.
The big opening number, When You're in Adams, from the Addams Family Musical. I'm here with Jen Reagan, the assistant director of the Addams Family Musical for the Cadillac Footlighters, Melissa Kendall playing Morticia. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Great fun being in Adams, at least it sounds like it must be. And I hear you have an enormous Addams extended family in this show.
Oh, we do. Our ancestors, our chorus is wonderful. Just very talented, fills the stage with movement and sound that is just integral to the show.
That is terrific. And it is such fun. I have to say, Melissa, again, I've congratulated you so many times on playing Morticia because it has to be so much fun.
It is very, very fun. It's a wonderful role. It is just, I love this whole genre. I love Halloween. I love the Addams Family. I love things that are spooky. And I grew up watching the Addams Family. I love the music, and it's been so fun to take her kind of icy, kind of loving to her family, but very kind of pulled in, you know, demeanor, and then also infuse it with what happens in the musical, which is singing and dancing, but also she gets a little upset at her husband, at her family, and that's in there too. And so there are these, you know, she struggles with loving her family and wanting to keep the Addams family intact and together and how they've always been with these new things that are happening.
Because they are weird, but they are tight.
Yes.
The Addams family.
Yes.
Are you using a special voice for Morticia?
I am a little bit. It's a little bit more commanding. And I kind of think of like our director, Shayna Biller, says, Queen Bee, you know, you are just commanding and a kind of the head of the household sort of voice. Yes.
Wonderful. We'll just have to wait and hear it on stage.
Yes.
Now,
Gomez. Could yell Gomez right now. I do it a million times.
Do it. Back up on the mic.
Gomez?
There it is.
Now, our next piece of music from this musical is not Morticia's piece. It is for her adorable children,
yes,
Wednesday and Pugsley. Jen, tell us about Pold.
Yes, as Morticia calls her children, her little vermin. Pold is one of my favorites because it's so fun. A, it shows Wednesday changing a little bit from being an Addams into she's being pulled in a new direction and she's liking it. She's not upset about trying to be a little bit normal. And then the other part I love is that she is torturing Pugsley the entire song.
So again, we're thinking about being a normal person while
we're torturing our brother. It's excellent.
It is.
It's excellent. I do love, in our production, we have a giant rack filled with knives and blades and all sorts. And Pugsley actually, little Pugsley says, you know, she actually gets hurt, not physically, but she is moving on that rack and being pulled. And the screams that come out of our little Puggles are just amazing.
Okay. We'll prepare for those. We'll hear the soundtrack version right now. This is Pulled from the Addams Family Musical.
I don't have a sunny disposition. I'm not known for being too amused. My demeanor's locked in one position. See my face. I'm enthused. Suddenly, however, I've been puzzled. Bunny rabbits make me want to cry. All my inhibitions have been muzzled, and I think I know why. I'm being pulled in a new direction, but I think I like it. I like it. I'm being pulled in a new direction. Through my painful pursuit, somehow birdies took root. All the things I detested, impossibly cute. God, what do I do? Mother always said, be kind to strangers. But she doesn't know what they destroy. I can feel the clear and present dangers when she learns that the boy has got me pulled in a new direction. But I think I like
it. That was good, that was good.
I think I like it.
Do it again, do it again.
I'm being pulled in a new direction. And this feeling I know is impossible, so I'll confide that I tried, but I can't let it go. It's disgustingly true. Bold, bold, bold. Puppy dogs with droopy faces, unicorns with dancing mice, sunrise in wide open spaces, Disney World, I'll go there twice. Butterflies at picnic lunches, bunches of chrysanthemums, lollipops and pillow fights, and Christmas Eve, sugar plums, string quartets and Gia pets, and afternoon banana splits, angels watching as I sleep, and live around. They keep insisting, I'll stop resisting. Just watch me go in a new direction. I should stay in the dark, not obey every spark. But the boy has a fight, better far than his bark. And you bet I'll fight you. Do what's truly devil. As I'm pulled in a new
Wednesday Addams, feeling pulled in a new direction as she pulls her brother Pugsley in many new directions. That was from the Addams Family musical, that piece of music called Pulled. And of course, Wednesday starting to discover she might not think puppies are the worst or so forth. And we are listening to music from the Addams Family musical, which opens tomorrow night in Cadillac. Let's talk a little bit about your run, Jen.
Yes, we open tomorrow night at 7, and it's at the Cadillac High School Auditorium. We run October 17th, 18th, 19th at 7, and then the 24th, 25th also at 7, and then on the 26th, a matinee at 2.
And if we can't keep up with that, your website?
CadillacFootLighters.com.
Excellent. You can find them there. And of course, we'll include a link on our website at classicalipr.org when we put this up for you later today. Now, we are listening to, again, music from the Addams Family. They are loyal, they are loving, and they are weird. And we just heard, you know, how they have fun, Wednesday and Pugsley. And I was asking Melissa and Jen, we'll start with you, Jen, what is your favorite oddity about the Addams Family?
My favorite oddity is that Gomez collects instruments of torture.
Just for fun.
He loves the history of them, and he loves to use them on friends and family.
And there you have it. Thank you, Gomez. He's a nice fella. What about you, Melissa? What's your favorite thing?
I think my favorite oddity is that Morticia will only have flower stems without the heads on the flowers in her home.
That was always, as a kid, I was very confused by that as she stood there nipping the heads off the roses.
Off the roses, yes.
So every rose has its thorn, or in Morticia's case, every
the thorns are the best.
Yes, that too. Now we're about to hear another piece. Again, the big conflict in this show is about Wednesday bringing home a new friend. So this next piece of music, let's set this up and let folks know what's happening here.
Yes, this is going to be One Normal Night, and Wednesday is begging her family to be normal. Her grandma, Uncle Fester, her brother, her parents, she's begging Morticia, please, I just want us to act a little bit normal tonight. And the family reacts a little bit to that.
I can imagine. Here is Wednesday begging her family for one normal night.
They're normal people, not like you, not like me. Please, can't we be an average family? right, that's all I want, that's all I need from you. One normal house without a mouse to feed a plant or two. You must admit we're not what people call laid back. So can't we muse a bit and lose the basic lack? Whoa, one normal night with normal people on their way. Just one normal night. What do you say?
One normal night.
To be polite, to do the least you can.
One normal eve.
Can you achieve a kind of common man? You have to swear to me, yes, promise to the core. It's almost 6 o'clock, they're almost at the door. On all the Adams ancestors who've ever walked upright.
Wait, this is where I first saw her, Wednesday, with a crossbow, and she looked like Diana the Huntress.
Who?
He's just expressing himself, dear. Expressing is the poet's art. Just simply say what's in your heart.
Lucas, your mother's rhyming again. I say we take a rain check and go back to the hotel.
No! One normal night, no, not one poem, not one inspiring word. One normal scene, complete routine, tonight can't be absurd. Please don't embarrass me or be completely rude. Don't make a fuss about the house, about the food. Oh, one normal night, I know it's big, but can't you see? This one normal night is for me.
Oh, he seems like a nice young man. Not right for each other. What do you mean not right for each other? Was Napoleon right for Josephine? Was nausea right for Dramamine? Were the 80s right for the drum machine? Who's to say? Who's to say? Was ballet right for Balanchine? Was polio right for the sock vaccine? Were you folks right for the mezzanine? Who's to say? One normal night is a perilous trick. Normal is hard to attain. Children are crazy and parents are quick. Passions are hard to explain. But this is their moment and this is your chance. So if you don't want to remain, start singing of love, 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 love. Only affairs of the heart. Your turn.
Bringing them love.
Yes.
Love.
Yes.
Love.
Right.
Love.
Good. Love lets you spirits depart. So let the normalcy start.
Protect and rally round. Let's aid them and a bit. One normal night is what they'll
get.
Don't make an odd remark.
Okay, okay.
Keep undetectable our passion for the dark.
Just as you say.
And then it's paradise right here in Central Park.
In one normal, infernal, one normal.
ending with the iconic Adams doorbell, that foghorn.
Yes.
That was One Normal Night. It sounds like the normal friends have shown up at the door, and I'm sure chaos will ensue in the Adams Family musical. Good morning, if you're just joining us. This is Classical IPR. I'm Kate Botello, here with Cadillac Footlighters, Jen Reagan. She is the assistant director of the Adams Family musical, and Melissa Kendall playing Morticia Adams, and I'm sure having an absolutely wonderful time.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
This is a very, you know, creepy, kooky, ooky, all of the things that you remember from the television show. It's all there in the musical. And by the way, if you're already a fan of the stage musical, maybe you've seen it on Broadway or you've heard the soundtrack, there are a few differences in this production to look forward to. So perhaps a couple of new numbers that you won't hear from the soundtrack.
Correct. There's a couple of that were on Broadway that are not in ours. But we have basically the touring soundtrack, and so there are two or three new numbers in it. Yes. So that's fun to bring those to life.
So if you haven't seen it, or if you have seen it, you haven't seen it.
Exactly.
Yes. Here we go.
That's right.
You have another chance. Mm-hmm. Now, our next piece is all Morticia.
Yes.
Tell us about, and of course, this was Bebe Neuwirth.
Yes.
On Broadway.
On Broadway.
Who we love. And I bet it is great fun to bring your own entirely new spin to this role because everyone could play Morticia differently.
Yes, that's true. I believe that. It is very fun to bring my spin. I think there's a little bit of me, of Melissa and Morticia. She's awfully tough, though. She's pretty, she does not take anything, you know, from anybody, including her husband. And she kind of toes a tight line there with her family and her husband.
Well, again, it seems to work to hold them all together pretty well most of the time.
It has up until this musical.
But of course, if you're going to have a musical, it all has to be a mess at some point.
Right.
So let's talk about this next piece we're going to hear. This is all Morticia. The piece is called Just Around the Corner. Where are you, Morticia, while this song is happening?
Well, I had just discovered that my husband, that Gomez, had been keeping something from me, which is almost an unforgivable sin in the Adams family between Morticia and Gomez. They are all about honesty, full truth, togetherness. And so this was not the revelation that she wanted to hear or was ever expecting. So this is about her feelings about this and then trying to remind herself that there are just wonderful things to look forward to, even as her husband has kind of deceived her.
Here's Just Around the Corner from the Addams Family musical.
My daughter's getting married. I can't believe it's true. She doesn't ask her parents before she says, I do. And what about my husband? Oblivious, naive. This evening's getting serious. These Ohioans won't leave. But I can't let these latest problems rob me of my bliss. For when I'm scared of true disaster, I remember this. Death is just around the corner, waiting patiently to strike. One unplanned electrocution, that's the kind of end I can comprehend. When I'm feeling uninspired or I need a little spree, I'm reborn knowing death is just around the corner coming after me. Get it? Coroner. Death is just around the corner. Death is just around the corner, waiting high upon the hill. Someone buried in an avalanche. Oh, that's the kind of gig I can really dig. Marriage often disappoints you. Not each husband is a gem. So I'm more knowing death is just around the corner, coming after them. If life's for plums, I'll muddle through some. But when death comes, I hope it's gruesome. Ha-cha! Some people die from public stoning, faulty wiring, faulty zoning, cherry pits they didn't know were there. It could be by a jungle cat,
a slippery mat,
a baseball bat,
perhaps an unsuccessful love affair. It could be on a speeding train, it could be underwater, it could be too much Novocaine, or even by your daughter.
Perhaps a bad mosquito bite,
a title fight,
religious right,
my darlings, it might even be tonight. With a simple click, scandalously quick,
I can face a bit tomorrow if I make it past today.
I feel good saying death is just around the corner, so it play on its way.
We started our own kick line at the end of that number. That was just around the corner, and our Morticia longing for death just around the corner. How delightful. Some great music from the Addams Family musical. You're on Classical IPR here with Jen Reagan and Melissa Kendall. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
What joy you must be having putting on this production of the Addams Family musical.
Yes.
And we were talking about how the Cadillac Footlighters, you have folks from all over our community in this production.
Yes, it's so amazing, and we're so grateful. We have about a 60-mile radius that our cast drives to. Our Wednesday drives from Mount Pleasant to Cadillac.
Good for her.
I know, and she's amazing. So it's awesome that we can have people from all over come together and put this on.
Well, we want to thank you both again so much for coming. Thank you, Jen Reagan. Thank you, Melissa Kendall.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Break all the legs.
Yes.
We have one more piece from the Addams Family musical to listen to together. And again, of course, the show opens tomorrow night.
Correct.
Go to CadillacFootlighters.com or visit later today, ClassicalIPR.org, where you can hear this interview again and get all the details you need to go see the Addams Family musical. This last piece is called Full Disclosure. What is this? In the interest of full disclosure, what is this piece about?
This piece is about Morticia is trying to get Gomez to tell her the truth.
Yes, it's a game. Full disclosure is a game that they play.
Oh. Yes, it is a game.
You drink from the sacred family chalice, and you have to confess a secret that you have never told anyone. This is a game the Addams Family plays.
Yes, they play. Yes, this is what they do
for
fun.
I'm not sure I want to play this game.
Yes, and Morticia wants to play this and is very adamant about it because she wants Gomez to tell her.
She suspects.
Yes, the truth. But little Puggles ruins it.
Oh, okay, here we go. This is Full Disclosure from the Addams Family musical. Again, CadillacFootlighters.com or visit ClassicalIPR.org later today. Melissa Kendall, thank you.
Thank you.
Jen Reagan, thank you.
Thank you.
This is the sacred chalice from Addams Family's past. Firm in my Digia Dallas, held fast. Die cast! Herein is sweet libation, salvation resides. Feel this sweet sensation, revelation provides. Full disclosure, it's a game that we play. Let your darkest secrets give you away. Face your demons and then happily say, I'm playing full disclosure with all these crazy happy people.
Oh.
full disclosure,
it's a hell of a thing. Once a favorite of the late Deng Xiaoping. Doesn't matter if you're right or left wing, he loves his full disclosure.
Disclosure, full disclosure, full disclosure.
Disclosure, full disclosure, full disclosure.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Oh, let's hear from Fester, the chalice.
I am in love.
Fester!
You're probably thinking, what could a fat, bald person of no specific sexuality know about love? But I, too, am in love. Fester loves.
Oh, Fester, who is it?
The moon. Full disclosure.
Full disclosure.
Just embrace it and swoon.
Embrace and swoon.
Fall from grace or fall in love with the moon.
He loves that moon.
Close your sermon with a signature tune.
And call it full disclosure.
Well, wasn't that interesting?
Alice, it's late. Thank you for a very instructive evening.
No, it's my turn.
Wednesday?
Excellent. Wednesday has our full disclosure. The chalice.
Yes, now with a dash of potion, my sister blows her cool. Hopefully in slow motion, she'll drop, she'll drool. One sip of acrimonium, and then she will change. Boy, oh boy, her full disclosure's gonna be strange.
Full disclosure!
What a moment of pride!
La, 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 la.
Now our eldest child can share what's inside.
La, 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 la.
Full disclosure, she's got nothing.